And we are back live for our final segment up here at Advanced Sprint Car and Toys for Trucks. Steve Ortland and Carly Heath out there, Galen Stewart, Tom Lafferty, Gary Miller Jr. at the radio station. And we really appreciate all of their help. And,
wow, it's gone by fast.
It has gone by fast. Again, we've got a $100 gift certificate to give away. Be the caller to call 425-304-1380 right now. A $100 gift certificate we're giving away from Advanced Sprint Car and Toys for Trucks. You have to come up to the Burlington location, which is on 628 South Spruce in Burlington. Carla, introduce our next guest.
I'd be happy to. I've watched him race a long time up at Demi Speedway, and now we're going to see him at Skagit in a Sportsman. It's Bill Rude. Welcome, Bill.
Thank you.
Hi, Bill.
Looking forward to it. It'll be fun.
It'll be fun. Were you there on play day?
I was.
And how did that go?
It was fun. I enjoyed it. I think Steve did a good job with the track, what he had to work with the weather conditions. And,
exactly.
You know, at least gave us a chance to make a few laps and get some time in on the car, especially never being in one.
Yeah. Did you always run a 1200 at Demi?
I started in the 250s for one season and then went to the 1200.
And what made you want to go to Skagit?
My dad raced up there for probably 15 years.
And his name?
Dick Rude.
Okay.
He ran the 33 car as well. And he kind of pushed me a little bit to go to Skagit. And so I wrecked my car at the end of last year. It was a good time to sell it. Yeah. Sell what was left. Sell the pieces. Yeah.
Yeah. So you put your dad to work on your crew then?
He's retired and doesn't really want to work, so he hangs out in the shop a little bit once in a while and talks. That's about it. So,
that's good.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I'm amazed is at the calm demeanor of sprint car drivers, most of them. And you appear to be one of those, too, that, you have a line of people up against the wall, and you say, okay, pick a sprint car driver, and I would be the last one to pick you. Is there some kind of transformation that comes over you when you are all strapped in? You know, you've got that narrow field of vision between the cowling of the car and the bottom of the wing, and what happens to you when you get inside that thing?
I think at times, yeah, you get the adrenaline going, and you get a little worked up.
Get wound up.
Yeah,
you
get a little wound up.
One good way to put it.
It's fun.
Oh,
I'll
bet it is. What sponsors do you have on your car this year?
I have, my Uncle Benny helped me a lot. I need to thank him a bunch. Thank my wife and kids for the support. Don't really have any. I got Barry Martinez and his guys here helped me out a lot. I appreciate that a bunch.
Oh, I'll bet.
Insta Sign and Banners. All weather covered storage in Cedar Woolley, and that's about it.
Cool.
Wow.
Myself.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't forget you.
That's my company. Yeah. Yeah. Put a plug in for myself, I guess.
Yeah.
Say the company name again.
Northwest Refrigeration.
Okay.
Cool. Well congratulations. Thanks for being here tonight.
Thank you.
And hope you've had a good time. You eat well.
Yeah. I ate before I got here.
Oh, you did.
That was good. I want to thank Steve for having a track up there for us and all his hard work he puts in on it.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, we'll be watching you. Good luck this season, Bill. Right.
Thank you. Looking forward to it.
Bill Rude.
Thanks.
All right. Up next, our next guest is the...
And never for a loss of words.
No. We can... This is a good way to kind of end our time up here because we can just say one thing, shut up.
He knows all these guys, too.
Before we do bring him on, we're going to get him built up, let him down, build him up, let him down. We've got some more tickets we want to give away to both Skagit Speedway. Two pairs of tickets. If you want to give us a call at 425-304-1380, we've got two more pairs of tickets for the opener at Skagit on Saturday night and two pairs of tickets to Deming Speedway for their opener tomorrow night.
Actually, they opened 2 weeks ago.
Oh, they did. So,
race number two for them Friday night.
Pretend like it's their opener.
They had a great opener to
a lot
of cars.
Yeah, so give us a call at 425-304-1380, and our crew back at the station will be happy to write your name down, and we'll get the information to the parties involved. New thing going on up at Skagit Speedway this year. They have a new voice of Skagit Speedway, and this kid has earned the big chair. Caleb Hart joins us. How are you, Caleb?
You got to quit embarrassing me right before I crack the microphone. That's just not nice, Steve.
Well, but you knew what was coming. This is not your first time.
All right. All things considered, though, I don't think I really deserve the accolades I've earned it. You know, I've been really, really lucky in that I've gotten to follow my dad around to three places now, and he's taught me literally everything everything that I need to know, and probably more than I can even comprehend now. So, you know, I'll miss him. Kelly Hart, my dad, for those of you who are out there listening, he's been the voice of Skagit Speedway.
You know, and he is, too.
He's absolutely my hero in the industry and my hero in life as well. So it's kind of, it's a great honor to take over for him, but at the same time, bittersweet, because I'm going to miss working with him at the same time.
Yeah. So you're doing double duty, too, aren't you?
I'm going to be a busy boy. Friday nights, I share the responsibilities up at Demi Speedway with Randy Pratt. Saturday nights, the big track, the big show. It's all my lonesome. Should be interesting.
So you got, let's say you do, hopefully with all fingers crossed, you will be firing up Saturday night. Actually, a lot of people think that these guys start at 7 o'clock when the show starts, but you've got to get there like at 2 o'clock.
I was ready to go. I woke up, and for the people who know me on a personal level, waking up is not my strong suit.
Not your thing.
No, if it's before noon, it's really people. Yeah, people who call me or are around me pre-noon pretty much know to just stay out of my way, expect a lot of one-word answers, grunts, nods, and imperceivable growls. I was so ready to go last Saturday that not only was I alert, but I was chipper at 7:45 a.m. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was a big stretch for me.
Must
I was ready
those
to
Bloody Marys at breakfast, huh?
You know, I'm not a big drinker.
Well,
some people
will. This might start.
I might have to start this year, but I'm not a big drinker.
Okay.
Lots of Budweiser and Coca-Cola products.
There you go.
Made the boss man happy. There we go. Product sponsors. I'm getting the hang of this already, you think?
Okay, Caleb, announcer question. What makes you unique or a little different from someone else?
I really don't suck.
You're really good.
I don't
huh?
think there's something that I there's nothing that I do poorly. I think I can cover every aspect of a race, not to toot my own horn. I don't think there's anything I'm particularly great
wait,
at.
You already did.
But there's nothing that
he's very confident.
There's nothing.
He knows I'm gonna
I don't think
right
there's anything that you could throw at me during a given night that I couldn't handle, and I don't think there's anything I really people would point out and go, "Boy, he just stinks at that."
I think when people have asked me about you, I've said, you know, there's probably nobody that does more research and knows racing overall than you.
That's a part of it. That's a big part of it. And for our conversations that we've had off microphone before, you guys know that I'm a big stickler on getting it right and not making stuff up on the fly. And that's why I am there early, so I can get into the pits and so I can talk to these guys and girls, find out what's going on, make sure that I've got all my information correct, because the last thing I want to do is go, and in the 66 car tonight is Belly Martinez.
Right.
Hold on, wait. Right. Safe! I don't see him coming after me with a radio strap.
There
it is.
I gotta say,
I've got this nightmare of him coming after me with a radius rod, and I've got that nightmare for multiple reasons, but it's just one of my not happy thoughts that go through my head every once in a while.
There's one thing that Caleb says that I've never heard at any other track is the white hanky.
White hanky, yeah. Well, you develop your own jargon and you come up with your own words for things. The white hanky's one that I egregiously stole from my dad.
Is that right?
It is. You know, I get credit for a lot of the things that he's come up with just because I use them a lot more often. I'm probably, if you're talking about the difference, but I use a lot more cliches. I'm a lot more cliched on the microphone, and I'm probably a little goofier, a little more high energy, although I think that's the difference in him being, well, closing in on the big 5-0 and me closing in on being quarter century man. So,
wow.
Yeah. See what I tell you, cliches.
See, it works every time.
Yeah.
Congratulations, man,
Thank you. You know,
you got
it's
big boy pants on.
Unfortunately, and they're expanding, too. My goodness, it's been too long in off season. I need to get around the racetrack and start running some weight off.
See, that's what I learned from being a pit reporter. You sit down a lot more when you're the lead guy.
Well, let's hope so. It's going to be a good year. New start time, one-lap qualifying, the lap cars to the back. I think there's nothing but good things in store for Skagit Speedway this year. And I'm truly, truly blessed to be given this opportunity. Thank you to Steve, and thank you to all the guys who make Skagit Speedway tick. And I would be filled remiss if I didn't mention Deming Speedway as well. They've given me a great opportunity as well. And my employers at Triple X Race Go, who let me have Friday nights and Saturday nights off to go play behind a microphone somewhere.
Works out well.
Thanks
good job,
for what
buddy.
You do.
Hey, thank you.
All right, Caleb. We'll be checking in with Caleb throughout the year. We're getting real close to having to wrap this thing up here. We've got some, hand me one of those, would you please? Sherry, thank you. For all of you people here that are left, we have got, courtesy of Action Auto Parts, some really cool wax here. It's Meguiar's NXT Next Generation Tex Wax. So make sure and come on up and get a bottle of this before you leave. I want to thank Barry. Come on in here for just one quick second here.
Steve, make one more call out for tickets.
Okay, we'll do. Let's get tickets. We still have got some to give away. Two more pairs for Skagit. Give us a call at 425-304-1380. Two more pairs for Deming Speedway. Again, the number is 425-304-1380. Barry, thank you so much for having us up here, buddy.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Steve. I'm glad we could put this thing together on such short notice. I would have liked to have more people here, but the turnout.
We had a great turnout tonight. I'm really happy.
It was really awesome. I got to take just a second and thank all my employees for the hard, dedicated work. Brian Andrews, he goes the extra mile every day. He takes stuff home and gets it ready for the racers and brings it back and gets it to them. He's been in the mini sprint world for a long time, and I mean, there's a lot of knowledge in his little head there.
There he is.
And my whole crew, you know, those guys do more. I'm so busy around here. I'd really like to work on my car a lot, but between Jerry Bunny, Scott Perry, Brian Kuchin, all the rest of my crew that's here all the time, I mean, without those guys, I wouldn't be at that racetrack, I'll tell you that right now, because I'm so busy doing this deal.
Yeah, another thing that really needs to be mentioned as well, Barry, is the incredible support you got from the town of Burlington on firing this thing up.
Yeah, and man, I can't say enough about that. The response has been huge. I expected to actually kind of just gain speed slowly, and I tell you what, from the day one, we've done really well, and I can't say how much I appreciate that. I hope the people of Burlington and the whole surrounding Skagit County area keep supporting us, and we'll hand it back to them.
And does it make you want to open up another one? I guess that answers it, doesn't it?
Well, you know what? It's kind of funny you answer that.
Uh-huh.
I got somebody who wants to do a franchise, but I'm not going to let that cat out of the bag just yet.
No, let's not. We'll save it for when the time is ripe. Huh?
That'll be a good one. I think we ought to do a follow-up deal at the end of the year.
Okay.
Again, we want to thank Action Auto Parts for giving us the Meguiar's Tech Wax to give away. Shine it up. Use it on your race car. Guaranteed tenth of a second off your qualifying time. If it's on your sprint
car.
Slide
right off your car.
Yeah, it will. You'll be the cleanest car when you're
and everything else you put on it.
It is. Again, Barry, thank you so much for having us up here tonight. All the crazies that have been with us all night long, thank you.
Good luck to all of you guys.
And, Tom, if you would be so kind as to cue up my little James Brown number.
Oh, I like James Brown.
And we took our when we had Steve Beitler on here, gosh, close to an hour ago, he had mentioned about how his childhood friend had spent a whole lot of time grading out the track for him. And we had a secret microphone
in the office of Steve Beitler.
Hey! Hopefully you'll be able to hear this. But we got the reaction from Steve Beitler when Mark handed him the bill. Go ahead and play that, Tom. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. This is North Sound Racing presented by Action Auto Parts. Thank all of you guys
that
have been here since God knows when tonight.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks to Tom Lafferty back at the station, Gary Miller Jr. Thanks to North Sound 1380. Check out northsound1380.com. Got a lot of racing coming up. And still call 425-304-1380. We have got coming up after this break some information on the rapid intervention drags coming up tomorrow night at Evergreen Speedway, an incredibly good cause. We will see you next Thursday at 8 o'clock here on North Sound 1380 and on northsound1380.com. Take care, y'all. Thank you.
Bye-bye.